Video News Corp reports. On May 27, 2004, Video News Corp made available online an audio report on the agreement which was going to be signed between the European Union and the United States on the transfer of air passenger data.
On May 28, 2004, the European Union and the United States officially signed that agreement.
The deal obligates European airlines to give access to passenger name records, known as PNR data, to U.S. agencies.
The European Commission and the member states decided to sign the agreement despite the opposition of the European Parliament, which then voted on April 21, 2004, to refer it to the European Court of Justice.
The General Affairs Council of the European Union, meeting in Brussels on May 17, 2004, adopted, without debate, this EU-US international agreement. The Council and the Commission have, throughout this process, shown a contempt for the opinions of the democratically elected European Parliament, which has voted against the EU-US PNR deal on three occasions.
Under the guise of a war on terrorism, personal data, including email addresses and other parts of the will be checked against an unspecified number of US agencies and commercial databases.
Data will be added and stored on an unspecified number of databases. The data will form part of a lifetime record of travel and can be transferred without the consent or knowledge of the individual to third states.
The European Association for the Protection of Human Rights also issued a press release on May 18, 2004, announcing that
the agreement entitles to the transfer of 34 fields of personal data, mostly discriminatory, such as racial or ethnic origin and political or philosophical beliefs.
This happens within a framework that does not spell out how the transfer data is to be used, how it is to be protected, or how to provide concerned individuals with a right to appeal.
The decision taken bypasses the debate it is generating. It thereby undermines the ground our societies are built upon, respect for the democratically made decision.
Indeed, the fact that the Commission and Council's decision bypassed the European Parliament and its decision to take the matter before the European Court of Justice seriously threatens our democracy.
The decision does not only violate the Data Protection Directive, but also threatens the European Charter of Fundamental Rights, as well as Article 2.8 of the future Constitution.
The agreement was signed by Irish Ambassador Noel Fahey, representing the presidency of the European Union, head of the European Commission delegation in Washington, Bloomberg Burgard, and U.S. Secretary of Homeland Security, Tom Ridge.
It will be in effect for 2.5 years once it is implemented, with renegotiations to start within 1 year of the agreement's expiration date.
The agreement will not come into force until it is enacted by Congress, and is properly promulgated as a regulation under authority of Congress by a federal agency, or it is ratified by the Senate to the treaty.
It will allow U.S. Customs and Border Protection to collect airline passenger name record information relating to transatlantic flights.
The undertakings of the Department of Homeland Security Bureau of Customs and Border Protection were published in the U.S. Federal Register on July 6.
On the same day, the Official Journal of the European Community published the Commission's decision on adequacy of protection in the U.S. undertaking.
But before that, on June 28, 2004, the outgoing President of the European Parliament, Pat Cox, formally initiated court action to annul the Council of the Union's decision on 17th of May, 2004.
Mr. Cox has also decided to appeal against the Commission's decision stating that the level of protection of passenger data provided by the U.S. is already adequate.
Cox made this decision in light of recommendations made on the 16th of June by the EC Legal Affairs Committee and the Conference of Presidents.
The Legal Affairs Committee had already voiced serious reservations in April about the procedure chosen by the Commission for concluding an agreement with the U.S. That is to say, consultation of Parliament rather than the defense procedure.
The committee also warned the risk that the agreement might infringe the fundamental right of data protection enshrined in community law, in particular Article 286 of the European Union Treaty.
On June 16, 2004, the committee issued a call for legal action, backed by the majority of political group leaders during a meeting held on that same day. The leaders of the Socialist, Liberal, Greens, and Confederal Group of the European United Left Group were in favor of referring the matter to the court. The leaders of the Christian Democrat Communion for Europe of the Nations voted against the proposal.
Neil McCormick, Group of the Greens, European Free Alliance, Minister of European Parliament, and member of the Legal Affairs Committee, said after the meeting,
"The The committee voted decisively to challenge the fate of the Court of Justice's opinion and council decisions on PNR terms.
These decisions threaten to weaken citizens' rights to proper satisfaction in Europe.
Against the will of the Parliament, the council and commission acted unilaterally during the election recess to validate a deal with the U.S. authorities concerning airline release of PNR data.
The understanding is that these may be held for up to 8 years. Nobody in Europe doubts the reality of the terror threat and the need for Americans to protect themselves against terrorism.
But the wholesale abandonment of hard-won protections of civil liberty undermines the very values we are seeking to defend in defending democracy against terrorism.
Somebody must be proportional to danger, and democratic transferability to elected parliaments must not be a
I am proud to have voted today with a substantial majority that demanded support action to nullify the decisions of the council and the commission.
It is probably the last vote that was passed on the MEP, and it is certainly one of the most important. So this resolution of March 31st, 2004, the Parliament officially warned the commission and council of the legal and institutional implications of the act.
The mention requests the court's opinion on the envisaged agreement submitted by Parliament before the agreement was concluded. Comes now, null and void.
Speaking in Dublin, Pat Cox said, this decision was taken after large-scale consultation and reflects the concern felt by a large majority in the European Parliament to the need to defend European citizens' fundamental rights and freedoms.
While not fully accepting that the U.S. administration is perfectly free to exercise its sovereign right to protect its own homeland, both the EU and the U.S. must guard against a new form of creeping extraterritoriality. Issue must be addressed in the context of the EU-US files.
Previously, on June 22, 2004, the Transatlantic Consumer Dialogue, a coalition of more than 50 consumer organizations in America and Europe, issued a resolution on passenger name records, basically calling EU and US governments to suspend the PNR agreement until much stronger privacy safeguards are adopted.
The Transatlantic Consumer Dialogue acknowledges the need for sound security measures to ensure aviation safety. However, it believes that passenger profiling and monitoring programs such as Task 2 and U.S. Visit present a significant privacy risk for passengers flying from the EU. It should therefore be subject to strong safeguards.
Those risks include the lack of adequate safeguards to protect passenger data from unwarranted disclosures and abuse, the potential for mission creep beyond use of the data for airline security, the possibility of sharing passenger data with foreign governments that do not have adequate privacy protection, and then the possibility for error with no meaningful right to corruption or redress.
To minimize this risk, data requests by authorities should be narrowly focused and proportionate to being sought. Furthermore, the Transatlantic Consumer Dialogue believes
that passenger data should only be used to fight terrorism and terrorism-related crimes, that its dissemination should be limited to government agencies and perfectly publicly debated and decided in advance, that it should be retained for the shortest period necessary, and that passengers should have a judicially enforceable right to see, protect, modify, and/or delete their personal data. Passengers should also be guaranteed independent redress, compensation, and appeals mechanisms in case of abuse and infringement of their rights.
For further information on civil liberties and anti-terror policies, you may visit a Kubernetes Core specialized webpage on the state of exception.
This information has been provided by State Watch and eGovernment News from the European Community. It's produced at RCU's Madrid on July 23rd, 2004.
You've been listening to Radio News Core.